Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We'll get to a news brief in just a moment. At Zach Gelb on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio as well. Our poll question, I still have to give my answer on this. I'll do that soon. Between these four CBS Sports Radio shows, which would you most like to quarantine yourself with during the coronavirus pandemic? The DA Show, Pat McAfee Show, the Jim Rome Show, and Tiki and Tierney. Right now at 35%, Pat McAfee leads the way. Damon Amendola's show is in second at 33.3%, Rome at 21%, and then Tiki and Tierney at 10.7%. Also, let me remind you that CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at GEICO.com. Easy. Let me squeeze in one right here. Mike in New York, he's next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Mike, what's happening, man?
Zach, thanks so much for taking my call. Listen, just let me put it, I'll put it in perspective. I'm 67, retired a couple of years, never listened to sports radio, have religiously for the last 2 years. Anyways, your interview with Coach was the best interview I've ever heard on sports radio. Coach Hunter, I'm talking about. And I'm telling you right now, if I had a son and I was trying to direct him as to where he may want to go, there's no doubt in my mind Tulane would be number one based on that interview. And if I were him, every prospective recruit, I'd send a tape of that interview, because that tells you who the man is and what he wants. And I just had to say it. Thank you.
Well, Mike, hey, I appreciate that, and it means a lot with your comments. And when you listen to Coach speak and you see the way that he's built programs before, you know, there's one thing when you're picking a college, and everyone's different nowadays. Everyone, you know, a lot of people, though, they have that dream of getting to the NBA. And for some kids, it's realistic. For some kids, it's not. But a lot of times now, you need a coach that it's not going to be that old school coach from the 70s and from the 80s. And people will say now, oh, Zach, you sound soft. Oh, the youth is soft. You need a coach that could not only get you better, but also understands the off the court life and is really going to be a father figure there. And you hear the passion and the emotion and how much a guy like Ron Hunter is driven and how much the game takes a toll on him, where we all look at that happy moment that he had where he's jumping off his stool and R.J. Hunter hit the game-winning shot. And he's talking about, even though it all looks great, it's so stressful. And he wouldn't want to coach his son again, because you think in so many ways you don't want to give your kid preferential treatment, special treatment, and it's tough. Also because the kid was the best player on the team, and you heard the story he told. When they lost the year before in the conference tournament, his son's crying, and he wanted to address the team first before talking to his son, and he even regrets that. But that's a guy, he has a positive message. You know he can be all business at times. You know he's going to take good care of your child at an institution, but he's also going to be there to teach him about life. He's also going to be there to be able to have some jokes and some laughs. His humor was awesome, where he's joking about this today and providing some levity for us in this difficult, awful time with the coronavirus, where he gets on Twitter and he goes, after all this time being at home with my wife, she told me this morning she's going into the transfer portal. That's hysterical. That's funny. So, yes, a guy like Ron Hunter, I would love to play for. Now, is Tulane the most ideal fit in the world? Heck, if I'm picking college, I want to go to Tulane. Now, I think I would lower the academics at that university and probably get the basketball team in some trouble, because all you would be doing would be drinking hurricanes on Bourbon Street, going to Cafe Du Monde, having some alligator, having some oysters. And I would not be going to practice on time. And if I was going to practice, I'd be throwing up for all the food and drinks I was having. You would, you know, going to Tulane, the weather's nice. It's Party City, USA, all that stuff. You party everywhere you go. I've been to New Orleans twice. It's an unbelievable time. I don't know how kids go to school there. I don't know how they get good grades. Well, maybe because it costs a lot of money to go to that school. But that's a program that you hope can do well. And it's a program not many people believe in. Last time they were ranked, 1996. Last time they were in the NCAA tournament, 1995. But look what they did from last year to this year. Ron Hunter's first year was this year. They were 4-27 last year. This year, they're 12-18. Last year, 0 wins in the American Athletic Conference. This year, 4. You know what it can potentially remind me of? It can potentially remind me of what we saw this past year with Rutgers. Because I was there at Rutgers covering that team when Steve Peichel was first introduced as the head men's basketball coach. And everyone's telling Steve Peichel, ah, you're a good coach. Just like you tell Ron Hunter, ah, good coach. Ah, but you can never win at Rutgers. Steve Peichel, before taking over Rutgers, Eddie Jordan was there. 2 years prior, you know, Eddie Jordan was there for 3 years, but the 2 years before Peichel got there, Eddie Jordan was 10-22, 2-16 in the Big Ten, and then the year before, 7-25, 1-17 in the Big Ten. Peichel goes there first year, 15-18, 3-15 in the Big Ten. Next year, 15-19, 3-15 in the Big Ten. Then 14-17, 7-13 in the Big Ten. And then this year, if there was March Madness, they would have been in March Madness. Because they were 20-11 and 11-9 in the best year that we may have ever seen in the Big Ten. Steve Peichel is a program builder. Ron Hunter is a program builder. And I hope, and you could be pessimistic, and it's fair to be pessimistic, I hope after hearing Ron on this show, after hearing about him for all these years and finally getting to talk to him, with the way that he had, you know, he spoke to us and the way that you hear that energy, it makes you want to root for that guy. And he has that underdog mentality, because he was even saying it to us. You look at some of his other jobs, he knows it's going to be the easiest job he has. And most people say, what are you talking about, coach? But he believes that's going to be the easiest job he's ever had because he was at IUPUI. Which, until you Google it, you have no clue what the heck that even means. And he got them to the NCAA tournament. Goes to Georgia State, gets into the NCAA tournament 3 times. And took a step this year at Tulane. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to a news brief. Hit it.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Still the big news in the NFL and big news in the sports world. Tom Brady, if you're just waking up now and you've missed out on the sporting world cycle for the last 2 weeks, breaking news, alert, alert, alert. Tom Brady is now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Surprise, surprise. Bruce Arians, his new head football coach, he was on the Rich Eisen show earlier today, and he did get honest on why the Bucs looked elsewhere at the quarterback position, eventually got Tom Brady.
I think it was that regression in those last 2 ball games after he made such good progress. You know, you don't throw for 5,130 touchdowns and not have any talent. I mean, it's amazing. Those numbers are amazing themselves. Those turnovers in December made us look and see if was there something better behind door number 2. We owe that to our owners and the rest of our football team to see, not thinking it's going to be Tom Brady.
let's be realistic. The Bucs going into this year, sure they have Evans, sure they had Godwin, going back to last season. But you look at that division, you didn't expect much out of them. That team, and it shows you how talented they can be and how good they can be. They went 7-9 with the quarterback that threw 30 interceptions. So even though they wanted to work with Jameis, when you keep on throwing interceptions over and over and over and over and over again, Bruce Arians is no dummy. You got to move on. And you didn't think you were going to get Tom Brady, but you got Tom Brady. Tom Brady, for what you want to say about him, he's declining, he's not good anymore, blah, 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 blah. Tom Brady's going to be fine this year in Tampa Bay. But for all the negativity last year, how many interceptions did he throw? 8. So if Tom Brady throws, let's say, 10 interceptions this year, and Tampa gives a similar performance like they did last year with the rest of the team, Bucs are probably going to win 10 games. Defense going to benefit from it, and the offense going to benefit from it as well. And Brady's going to bring that mentality in there where you think you may work hard. You don't understand the definition of hard work until you play on a team led by Tom Brady. Let's hear more from Bruce Arians on the Rich Eisen Show on making calls on Jameis Winston's behalf to other teams around the league now that Jameis Winston doesn't have a home as an NFL QB.
I've called a couple of teams that you're going to get one of the hardest workers you've ever had and a great young man. You know, it didn't work out for us only because Tom Brady was available. And we had Teddy Bridgewater, if that would have worked out. But if not, we were going full steam ahead back with Jameis. He's a great young man, and nobody's going to outwork him.
So you've lifted the phone yourself to call people?
I did. I talked to two teams.
You did? And I don't know if you're willing to – I'm sure you're not willing to tell which teams they are, but
– I like to keep that one to myself, but
I bet.
Yeah.
What do you sense the level of interest is for him as a starter? Or
no, I think it was just to get him on your roster, and it would be a great fit. And one team was not interested, and the other would. Hey, thank you for calling.
How about that? And that's a nice gesture from Bruce Arians, and it shows you how much he loves the players. Heck, I know players that played with him in the 80s when he was at Temple, that he still invites them to their NFL camps because they still have that family relationship there. And Bruce really does love his players. But I did get a chuckle. Yeah, we really wanted Jameis back. But before we want Jameis back, we wanted Brady, okay. And then Teddy Bridgewater. You know, you start to compile a list. It's all right, Bruce. You didn't really want him back, I would think it's safe to say, because of the turnovers. And you were looking at any option, and Brady's different because he's the GOAT, but you were looking at any option where the turnovers were few and at a small and a minuscule amount. Let's go to Marcus Mariota. He lost his job last year. This is via KHON-TV in Hawaii. Here's Marcus Mariota talking about his new role with the Las Vegas Raiders and Derek Carr in front of him.
First and foremost, this is Derek's team, and I understand that. I understand that going in. And like I said, I think for me, my priority going into free agency was to be a part of a team that I felt could bring out the best in me. And whatever happens, whatever comes of that, I'm ready for it. To play starting quarterback in the NFL, to be at that spot, is not an easy job to do. And I think when it comes down to it, a strong, stable, supportive quarterback room makes that job a whole lot easier, and that's what we have to do. And I'm going to do my best to support Derek in every possible way that I can.
Let me translate. Here's what Marcus Mariota wanted to say, but he went about it the classy way. I know I'm not going to be the starter, but I'm not stupid when I pick the Las Vegas Raiders. What you hear in years past from Gruden and Mayock, I don't fully believe that they're convinced in Derek Carr. So what happened to me could happen in Las Vegas. I went to the Raiders because even though Carr has potential to be good, he hasn't been great. He hasn't been good in a long time, and he doesn't do so consistently. So what Marcus Mariota is hoping for is that after week 8, week 9, week 10, maybe even before that, Derek Carr is throwing interceptions to the other team, and then he could do what Ryan Tannehill did to him this past season. That's the real explanation. But Marcus Mariota has to go all presidential. Just like Tom Brady yesterday, where he's not going to show his true emotions because it wouldn't do him anything to his favor to benefit from. Let me go to Kurt Warner. Now, that's a great quarterback. He's talking about the Patriots quarterback position via the NFL Network, and he thinks the Patriots aren't done yet.
I mean, on the surface, you look like, hey, I got this veteran that has played in the league, started in the league. I can always start with him. We got Jared Stidham, a guy that we believe could be the heir apparent to Tom Brady at some point. But I'm not sure, as you said, behind either one of those curtains is the answer right now, is that if you want to win, you feel like you've got one of the best defenses in the league as well as you did last year, that you want to have a chance to compete, especially without Tom Brady. You want to prove that you can win, even though Tom decided to go down to Tampa. So I would not be surprised as things start to shake out and we get closer to the draft or even after the draft that Bill Belichick reaches out to one of these veteran guys. Is that Andy Dalton? Is it Cam Newton? Is it, a Jameis Winston? One of those guys that has proven they can play and win in this business as they get Jared Stidham ready to be the next guy.
Let's go through this. I believe it's going to be Stidham. But let's go through all these options available. Will they trade for Andy Dalton? I thought they could at first. Last time Andy Dalton played the Patriots, it was this past season. He threw 4 picks. I think that's going to turn Belichick off. Jameis Winston, associated with interceptions. Belichick is all about having a quarterback protect the football. I don't think that's going to happen. So let me give you 2 other options. Cam Newton. Is Cam going to take a 1-year deal at a very cheap price tag? Maybe to go play with Bill, he will. But also, Bill, I think, will look at it and say, what does Cam have left? He's coming off a bum shoulder and a bum foot. Maybe Bill wants to see if the guy he drafted a year ago, Jared Stidham, could be the guy for the future, or else they're going to have to invest in the draft either this year or maybe probably next year, because you're going to want to see what Stidham can do this year. You never know who's going to fall, though, in the first round. You don't have to make a long-term commitment to Cam. It's very tough, though, to see Cam getting back to a great form. So why would you want to delay a year where you could see Jared Stidham play right now when the odds are very far away from Cam Newton coming on? The only way Cam Newton's playing for the Patriots next year is if he's willing to take a 1-year deal on a very cheap contract with a ton of incentives in it. I think it's going to be Stidham. And I'll give you one more. Here's an outside-the-box one. And I don't believe in this guy anymore. I don't think the guy is healthy, but he's had a lot of big moments up against the Patriots. Would Belichick be interested in Joe Flacco? Now, I would not want to see that happen. I killed the Broncos last year for bringing in Joe Flacco. Flacco, though, has had some good moments up against the Pats, but we're talking about years and years ago. Stidham's going to be QB1 for the Pats this year. Will it work? I don't have a damn clue. Let me get to Mark Cuban. This is on the Big Podcast with Shaq. Let's listen up to the Mavericks owner on Mark Cuban speaking about the potential of summer basketball happening this year.
For the last 15 years, I've been asking David Stern and then Adam for us to start on Christmas Day. And the response has always been our TV partners don't want to play in the summer because most people are outside and there's fewer people watching television, which made sense then. But now the whole television landscape has changed. And now with the virus, obviously, the whole world has changed. And so there are no rules. And so this is our chance to see what works. And you know, with people, if people still have social distancing issues, you still have certain demographics that aren't going to get outside for whatever reason, and we can't actually go to games, our ratings could be through the roof. I think there's every reason to do it, and not just for the ratings, but also because people need us. We need something to rally around, need something to get excited about. We need something to cheer for, and the NBA is perfect for that.
We do need something to cheer for. We do need something to rally behind with. But also with that being said, when is it going to be safe for it to return, even if you don't have fans in the building? I get what Cuban's saying. This is an experimental time, of course. Maybe it would benefit the NBA instead of just canceling the season. It's currently postponed, but instead of canceling it down the road to just get to the next season, that they do go into the summer to try to name a champion. Also a thing to think about, though. let's say July 1, you get a message, it's okay to go back to living your life as normal. Are you going to the beach? You going to a restaurant on a Saturday night? Or are you watching, let's say, the second round of, I don't know, Celtics and Pacers? Or Celtics and Bucks? Even though as much as I love sports and I miss sports, I think I'm taking the social life if it's my Saturday night. And then finally, or maybe combine them. Go to a sports bar and do that. That's a possibility. And then finally, we'll give you one more on the news brief. Here's Carl Anthony Towns talking about his mother, who's in a medically induced coma with the COVID-19 virus.
She's been in a medically induced coma since that day. I haven't talked to her. I haven't been able to obviously communicate with her. I've just been getting updates on her condition. I only made this video so that people understand that the severity of this disease is real. This disease needs to not be taken lightly. Please protect your families, your loved ones, your friends, yourself. I hope my story helps. I hope my story gives you the correct information. My mother, the strongest woman I know, and I know she'll beat this. We're gonna rejoice when she does. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Carl Anthony Towns, I hope all does work out with your mother. It's an awful situation for us all, and I actually do applaud you for sharing your story. Now, I'm not being critical of any player that doesn't want to share their story. You don't have to. If you know a family member that has the coronavirus, if you personally have the coronavirus, it is your right not to share that story. Also, though, when you have a big platform, though, and we look at athletes in a certain light, it also, with the amount of people that they could reach, him sharing his story may be beneficial. Because maybe someone's listening to that that's a big Carl Anthony Towns fan and wasn't practicing in the appropriate social distancing or wasn't really concerned about this virus. And they see their favorite player's mom has it, and they may say, wow, I really need to start reevaluating what I'm doing and starting to take this seriously. So, Carl Anthony Towns, we wish you and your mother all the best and the entire family. That's a news brief. It's a Zach Yelp show on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of you are chiming in on social media about our poll question between these four CBS Sports Radio shows: DA, Pat McAfee Show, Jim Rome Show, and Tiki and Tierney. Who would you most like to self-quarantine yourself with during the coronavirus pandemic? I'll give you my answer when we return, and also we'll give you the tweets that I'm getting. We'll read the best tweets when we come back. Zach Yelp Show, 23 past the hour, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. He's glad you're still here. Now back to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is time to give you the results. The last time we'll read them on the show for today. We'll have to re-give them tomorrow because there's still about 11 hours left in this poll question. Between these four CBS Sports Radio shows, which would you most like to quarantine yourself with during the coronavirus pandemic? Here are the four options: Pat McAfee Show, DA Show, Jim Rome Show, and the Tiki and Tierney Show. Right now, 35.8% say the Pat McAfee Show, 32.6% say the DA Show, 20.9% say the Jim Rome Show, and 10.8% say Tiki and Tierney. Let me get to some of the best responses on Twitter. Albert Schultz says, I like all the shows, but it's Pat McAfee for me. Rob Ryder says, I'm a clone, but I think McAfee would be fun. Ross on Twitter says, your former weekend show. That would be fun. Myself, Ben Horowitz, and James Graceffo. Now, what's a better trio? Myself, James Horowitz, Ben Horowitz, or James Graceffo, that trio, or the trio of myself, D-Ben, and Mikey B? I'm not going to give an answer on that one. Also, let's see some other good responses here. Clint Domingue says, it's Rome for me, The clones at least will keep it interesting, though, in the voting. We also get some love for Amy Lawrence. Stephen Reese says, after hours, all day slash night. Nick Limbum, he sends a photo of McAfee dancing. that is funny. Also, I'll give you one more. Sports underscore gamblers, not happy with the results. I'm sorry, these results are absolute BS. Tiki and Tierney are clearly the best, in my opinion. All right, let me give you my answer. So, the DA show. I love Damon Amendola. Love Mraz. Love Pete the Body Bilotti. And I love Andrew Bogish. And Kaplan does a great job for the entire network. The problem with the DA show, they may have the most fun. They may make the best food. And they probably provide the best frat house environment when we look at these four options. Like, if you're looking to have a good time, you're picking the DA show. Except with that, maybe comes a lot of drama and some internal fighting. And even DA said this today. You know, it'd be great for a day. And all those guys are great people to hang out with. After day one, though, when you get to day two, they may all start killing each other. They may all start fighting with one another. And it's a lot of people, too. And if we want to practice proper social distancing, you have to put yourself in a room with more people there. So as much as I love the DA show, I'm going to not vote for them. The McAfee show. I love Pat McAfee. We met him at the Super Bowl. Really good, genuine dude. Incredible personality. They'll be having great music with Chase Rice every day when they start that show. It's the Pat McAfee show. Yeah, I don't do the best singing in the world. But once again, that show has 10 people on it. So it may be tough to fit in on that show. So I'm not going to want to quarantine with the Pat McAfee show. So I got two choices left, Jim Rome or Tiki and Tierney. So the Rome extravaganza or Tiki and Tierney. This is difficult. This is very difficult. Met Jim at the Super Bowl. Good dude. Nice conversation. Legend. You could learn a whole lot from Jim Rome. Tiki and Tierney, though, I see them every day. And you know what? They did me a solid last week. When my internet went down and I had to run back into the city, they hosted the first hour of the show. So I'm going to have to go with Tiki and Tierney. You know, BT's going to have some good scotch. Tiki, going to have some good music playing. Probably have some good food being made, too. I would go Tiki and Tierney. And you look at their crew. D-Cell, even though he roots for the Miami Hurricanes, very good guy. Samter, he could be funny at times. He could be funny at times. But we get along with Samter as well. It's Tiki and Tierney. So I go against what many people are voting. Because right now it's McAfee 1 on the poll results, DA 2, Jim Rome 3, Tiki and Tierney 4. I go Tiki and Tierney 1. That's the show I most want to self-quarantine with. Now, I asked my guys, D-Ben and also Mikey B, what they would pick. I did not look at their responses yet, so let me pull it up on this texting change. And on this texting chain, ba-ba-ba-bum. Oh, wow. D-Ben, he voted for Tiki and Tierney. And Mikey B voted for Tiki and Tierney. How about that? Zach Yelp Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a time out. When we come on back, it is the closing bell.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Hey, this is Howie.
And this is Nick.
From the Backstreet Boys. And you're listening to The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And guess what?
Zach is back. All right.
live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Winded down on a Wednesday, middle of the week, as we inch closer and closer to the weekend. Even though now the weekends have bizarre feels to it. Because usually, oh, weekend, you're going out. Now you're not allowed to go out. So, I went on a long walk today, man. A really long walk. That's what it's been now. You just try to get as much physical activity as possible because you go nuts sitting in the house. And I FaceTimed today my baby cousins. And obviously, we're not allowed to see them. They live in South Jersey anyway. Right now, so we're not traveling there, and it's you know it's not safe to travel right now, and I couldn't imagine right now having young kids and having to entertain them on a daily basis. Usually, you could send them off to school for 8-9 hours, then they come home. Then, all right, you got to be mom and dad. You need to give these kids structure. Whenever they wake up until whenever they go to bed. So I did get to talk to my two baby cousins, Luca and Layla, earlier today. And, you know, two young kids, and you know how it is. Every child is jealous of the other. They want to be the favorite and all that. And they're all looking for attention. And are the kids going to share properly? Oh, man. I'm happy right now that where I am in life. I'm happy right now that I don't have young kids right now. One day, definitely, you know, one kid's going to be fun being dad. You know, I do a great job in that cousin role right now. But a time like this, having young kids, 3, 5 years old, woo, you're going to have a lot of parents that deserve some medals this time, you know, this time of the year with all that's going on. So I hope everyone's staying safe. Really hope that sooner rather than later, even though it doesn't look that way, that we're going to return to some state of normalcy. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. Because a lot of times you sit around and you say, man, this just sucks. And right now it stinks what's going on. And shows like this, we try to provide you some levity and some funny moments and some laughs and some good interviews. And we're trying to accomplish that to the best of our ability. That's why it's very encouraging when you get some good tweets after the show. And it's even encouraging when you get the bad tweets, too. I always say, I always say this, you don't know if you made it until you get a bunch of bad tweets. Especially when they come 3-4 hours after you log off. But at times like this, you know, we try to be there for you, for you and your families, whether it's for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, hour, 4 hours. That's what everyone here at the network is trying to do from each and every show. We're trying to give you a distraction. And something different and something fun. And yes, we'll talk about this. Yes, we'll be serious. And then other times we're going to be goofy. And we're going to share some laughs because we all need laughs at a time like this. And I cannot wait until we get to just simply live our lives again. Now, I guess the one thing you take from this is that if you took life for granted before, when you have to change your life and do things differently, and when many of the small things you take for granted now get taken away from you, you appreciate life more. You really do. All right, let's end the show with the closing bell. Matt Essig back in our New York City studios. Let's ring it.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
We start things off down south in Tampa Bay. A lot of news obviously been about Tom Brady, the GOAT, going to Tampa. Well, Ndamukong Suh's going back to Tampa per Adam Schefter. 1 year contract, $8 million. Will Ndamukong Suh finally get that Super Bowl ring? He was close. He was on the Rams in Super Bowl 53. Close but no cigar. Will he get the ring this year? Odds are against him. Odds are against the Buccaneers. I do think they're going to be a playoff team. But a stock up on a 1 year, $8 million deal for Ndamukong Suh. Stock up to Obi Toppin, who had an unbelievable year this past year for Dayton. He's now entering the 2020 NBA draft. He announced that on a via video on Twitter earlier today. What a year for Obi Toppin. Fantastic year. Him and Coach Grant. I wish we could have seen their run end in the NCAA tournament. And maybe they would have ended with them cutting down the nets. Who knows? But a big stock up to Obi, now going to the pros. Another stock up to Pegula Sports and Entertainment. In partnership with the Bills and the Sabres Foundations, they will provide at least $1.2 million in direct community aid to Western New York residents in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. Owners Terry and Kim Pegula did announce on Wednesday. You know me, if you listen to this show, I love Buffalo. I like to make fun of Buffalo at times, but I love the people of Buffalo. And one of my favorite places to go to for a football game, for a little visit, even though it's not sunny, even though it's not warm, I love going to Buffalo. Family, food, wings, and a lot of alcohol in Buffalo. So a nice gesture by the Pegula family. $1.2 million. Obviously, we know what the Bills and Sabres mean to them. So give a stock up to Terry and Kim Pegula for doing the right thing, because always sports teams don't do the right things. We'll get to that in just a moment. Via the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, JetBlue is donating free flights for incoming medical volunteers heading to New York State. Andrew Cuomo wants to thank JetBlue for transporting the vital personnel that New York needs, and he's so grateful for the help. The airline industry's taking a massive hit. You're not traveling. You're not getting on planes right now. But some people need to get on planes, and it isn't safe. So even though the airline companies are taking a massive, massive hit, it's nice to see JetBlue do the right thing and donate some free flights for the essential medical personnel that we all need in a time like this. Now, this clearly hits close to home because I'm a New Yorker. The entire world's going through this right now, but nice to see JetBlue do what's right. So stock up to JetBlue. So yesterday, we were very critical of the NCAA. We know they reversed their decision on Trevor Lawrence and him trying to provide aid for people affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We were also critical of the Philadelphia 76ers for originally trying to cut salaries of their employees by 20%. And we're going to be more critical today of another organization. And this man is Jeremy Jacobs. You may ask, who's Jeremy Jacobs? He owns the Boston Bruins. Well, Jeremy Jacobs, and I still can't believe this. I retweeted this earlier today. Let me get the correct Twitter account up here. Joe Haggerty, who covers the Bruins. He's a Bruins insider for NBC Sports Boston. Check him out at NBCSportsBoston.com. Here's his tweet. Jeremy Jacobs is worth almost $4 billion. So he's worth almost $4 billion. The Bruins were the last NHL team to offer up any help to their employees and among the first to make cuts. It was announced today 68 full-timers are placed on temporary leave and 82 full-timers with indefinite salary reductions, with both the Bruins and TD Garden not defending any of it. It's a bad job. A real bad job by Jeremy Jacobs. So this man's worth almost $4 billion. Let's do this. So it's 68 full-timers and 82 full-timers. So I don't want to tell people how to spend their money, but we'll do it here. So 68 plus 82. Let me put it into my calculator because I'm not great at math. 68 plus 82 is 150 employees. Let's say you donate 80,000 to, what did I say, 150 employees? So $80,000 to each 150 employees. That's only $12 million. Now, you're listening and you're almost driving off the road right now and saying, Zach, only $12 million? The guy is worth almost $4 billion. Now, a lot of businesses right now, most businesses, if not all businesses, are taking a financial hit. And I said this yesterday. You're a local pizza guy. You got to lay some people off. If you own a local pizza store, it stinks, but your business may not be able to survive if you don't lay that employee off. I'm sure there's other small businesses, though, that are doing what's right. I heard Joe Gilli on WIP said a local pizza place, a guy took out a loan, $50,000, to make sure that he could keep his employees there. And that's a guy that doesn't have enough money as Jeremy Jacobs does. And this guy, he is going to have the audacity to do this? He's worth $4 billion. Sacrifice $12 million for your employees. Jeez Louise. People just don't get it. That guy's going to survive. That guy's going to be fine. But we penny pinch and we penny pinch. Do the right thing. And I hope everyone in Boston eviscerates this guy. And do what they did in Philadelphia the last 2 days to Josh Harris. Stock down to the foolish and greedy Jeremy Jacobs. Also a stock down to the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have been met with a lot of criticism this offseason, stemming from one man, and that is Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien traded away DeAndre Hopkins for not enough. I gotta say, you could say maybe basically nothing when you look at the player of DeAndre Hopkins and what they got back for him, two draft picks and a washed up and injured David Johnson. Have you checked out Deshaun Watson's Twitter page, though, as of late? Yes, you have a funny video that he posted of a news reporter seeing some bison walk past him right outside of Yellowstone National Park, and he didn't want to mess around there. Deshaun Watson, though, he's putting out a lot of quotes. Some of them song lyrics. Some of them, I don't even know if they're song lyrics. Had a Drake song lyric the other day, but here's some two recent tweets. Don't deal with lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved. What's up? Could that be directed to Bill O'Brien? Never take advice from a person who don't love you. You got to walk light. Got to stay above water. Could that be directed to Bill O'Brien? I don't know. I don't remember Deshaun Watson ever really going about it this way on Twitter, but he's clearly annoyed because he lost DeAndre Hopkins, and he's clearly annoyed at Bill O'Brien. Texans, you got to make sure that your star quarterback's happy, because right now it's clear to me that he's not. Stock down to the Texans because they keep on giving Bill O'Brien more power. All right, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting today. Tweets were great. Calls were great. And we really do appreciate you being here for us as we're here for you in this awful time. Also like to thank Mike Piazza. Awesome two segments with him. Also like to thank Jake DeLome, PJ Walker, and Ron Hunter. We'll be back tomorrow with another kick-ass show. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm out. Peace!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.